This ASAP Athletic Strength and Power podcast is brought to you by Play, the most innovative sports flooring ever. Play's dynamic surfaces outperform, outlast, and totally dominate the competition. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. I'm back in Winston-Salem, and I'm with Brandon Oregon, and he's the head strength and conditioning coach. He directs this whole performance program for the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, the Deeks. He's joining us again for a second podcast here with Athletic Strength and Power. And we thank you for joining us, Brandon.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for having me.
I'll have you know right away that not everybody gets to come on and do a second podcast. You got to have a real good response to come back on to get the second invite. It's like going on the Johnny Carson show or Dave Letterman or something to get back. You got to be good, man. What's going on in Winston-Salem here, Wake Forest, this week? What's going on?
Each and every day brings a new, sometimes unfortunate, sometimes fortunate opportunities. Today, I wouldn't say so much was unfortunate, but we had to take an NCAA recruiting exam unbeknownst.
And a headache.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Thrown at us. And so we conquered that. We got that done. And now we're on to the next opportunities for our guys. Today's a big recovery day. This is our off day, quote unquote, if there is an off day, which is interesting. That could be another podcast. But anyway, so today our guys, they have opportunities to do the pool as well as yoga. And then we have guys that have makeups that might have missed, you know, the last 2 days of workouts. So basically right now our schedule is we'll work out Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Wednesday and Saturday are days of recovery days. And Saturdays, if a guy has to make up, he'll do that too as well, have that opportunity to make up on a Saturday. But that's a heavy, you know, recovery day for us. On Saturday we'll come in and we'll have our guys, you know, doing different things that they need to work on, limiting factors, things of that nature. That's a big day. We also have intermixed with that, which is really awesome, our football camps. So we have, at night, we work with the football coaches, and we do football camps, basically testing the vertical jump, 300 athletes at a shot. It's always a good time looking up, talk about a neck strain. After a while, it becomes a bit of a bear, depending on the time of day and the weather. But so we have that on Friday and Saturday as well this week for the whole month of June. So we're busy.
Coach, with us, you mentioned recovery and a couple days a week with that.
Correct.
What angle do you use? How do you approach that with your players and what's going on with recovery? It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the bigs, you know, I think that in terms of stress to nutrition to sleep, you know, we're trying to attack those things throughout the day. So, for instance, today we have a group at the pool, and it's all optional. I mean, for them to go in there, they have an optional time that works between their class schedules. So they go in there for an hour, and one of our staff members directs that, and they go through, you know, different types of dynamic flexibility, whatever, you know, kind of help the different things that they may be struggling with. And then from there, another group, you know, has an opportunity to go back in the afternoon and kind of work on the same thing. We also have cooking classes throughout the day. We have two cooking classes that guys who are off campus, they're not good cooks. Like, they don't know how to cook.
Exactly.
And to be able to really figure that out, like, you know, here's pasta, here's beef, here's olive oil, here's a pan. This is how you cook it. This is what you need to do. And now you can have this for the rest of the week, whatever it is that they're going to go ahead and go through these.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was 19 or 20 years old, there wasn't much being cooked.
Not so much. And we don't direct that. So I'm not a chef in any way. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a great opportunity for them, you know, to learn that. Last week they had grocery shopping, two opportunities to go grocery shopping around, you know, the local stores and to buy, you know, different items. Obviously, they're going to bring those items now and cook them, you know, and figure that out. So that's another part of recovery. We're going to have, later on this afternoon, we're going to have a yoga session, optional real yoga session, so they can come in and kind of, that's predicated on different positions, working on with our big guys, flexibility. Your skill guys are kind of doing a different type of set of yoga, a little bit more, you know, predicated for them. So that's another big facet of our recovery day. We'll also have a meeting tonight for our guys that need to gain weight. So they'll have an opportunity to go over, you know, different things to gain weight.
coach, you know, 8-9 years ago. I'd visit schools. I'd, you know, watch the Buckeyes or the Kentucky Wildcats. You know, I saw Randall Cobb after a gruesome, excruciatingly difficult workout down at Kentucky. And then he went, you know, he had to go in the room next door and basically slop together a, you know, a bagel and put the peanut butter on it and, you know, I guess, you know, and grab a bag of sunflower seeds on the way out. And, you know, the NCAA considered that a, you know, whatever, that was okay. And, you know, now, luckily, thankfully, they've changed all that, whatever you want to refer to that as, and now you can feed these guys and get the nutrition that they need after. You know, we used to study this stuff, you know, exercise physiology and nutrition, and these guys needed nutrition, to, you know, as part of it, and they didn't want them to, you know, really feed them. Now they're feeding them.
Yeah, absolutely.
How's it going here at Wake?
It's going well. I mean, you know, we still have that in terms of them being able to make their own sandwiches, cook mm-hmm. their own bagels, cook, make their own PB&Js, and you know, having to-go boxes of oatmeal and,
right.
and fruits, you know, having different, you know, nuts and chips, whatever. I mean, they have those opportunities to kind of pick and choose what they want. And I think
sure.
the more the better in terms of options, obviously, you know, because they do get finicky. But we're able to feed them more. We're able to, you know, kind of narrow it down to what, you know, they are eating and what they like. You know, that's the other important thing, you know, what they actually, they like and like to eat at certain times. I think that's a big thing too, as well, is just trying to look at, are they getting sick and tired of, you know, breakfast sandwich or whatever, you know, like, can we change it up? And we're doing our best. I mean, it's come a long way and it still can continue to get better. And we're trying and we're striving to do that. But, you know, I just think that the more that we can take out of them trying to think, well, how am I going to do, or, you know, the timing of this or that, and that they have these, you know, easy-to-go snacks that they can take and they can, exactly, you know, it's already yeah. prepared, you know what I'm saying? That's the biggest and most important factor for them.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of it's on you, too. If you got a guy just arrived on campus, you know, 170-pound defensive back, and you want to play him at 185 or 190, it's on you to get it to happen, and, you know, you got to feed the guys. You got to
yeah,
pack it on.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of that. I mean, we're getting guys that are, you know, a little bit under, you know, and we have to pack on 10, 15 pounds on them, you know, in a certain amount of time. We have to be the master, what I call, of the mini cycle. So we
yeah, because the position coach is, hey, we got to get this guy out. Hey, what's wrong? What's wrong, you know?
Yeah. And some of these guys are coming from all different backgrounds, and some are very educated on taking care of themselves and cooking and whatnot, but others have no clue. And they've been, you know, basically whoever in their family cooked for them and, you know, gave them meals at certain times or whatever. Or they may be missing meals and they don't really understand the importance of eating before they train and knowing the importance of that and why. And I think with the classes, that helps them understand, you know, getting the proper nutrition, what a carbohydrate is, fats, proteins, all that stuff. And they have that knowledge base so then they can start making better choices when they're at, you know, the cafeteria or whatever, or they're even out at night and they, you know, shopping, or if they're, you know, buying, they go to wherever to get their meals. You know, they're making better choices at the end of the day.
Coach, we took the golf cart ride over here to this office.
Uh-huh.
But if you could, and only because there's a whole lot going on over there at the over at your McCreary center there. Tell us what's going on. It's close. You guys are getting close to being able to move in. You know, we were here a year ago, and it was there was a lot more construction, you know, trucks around and cranes moving around and everything. What's going on? When's that going to be ready?
Yeah, so we're hoping, praying, that come January 14th, we're going to be able to move in to the new Sports Performance Center. So downstairs in the new building, we'll have an Olympic weight room as well as a football weight room and a basketball weight room. So it'll be three different separate weight rooms for those sports. And then on the upstairs levels, we'll have offices. We'll have opportunities for our athletes to come in and do, you know, their nutrition, whether it's, you know, sitting down, talking to the nutritionist, getting to-go shakes, getting meals, whatnot. We'll have our offices up there. We'll have even counseling sessions through our psychiatrist. They'll have an area up there. It's all really being more in-house, in-town type of setting. And they're claiming, like I said, that all that should be, you know, done by that mid-January mark, we're excited, you know, because we're doing a lot of traveling back and forth in different spots, trying to get this all done. It's been difficult, but so we're very anxious, and we can't wait for that to happen and to be done. And it's just going to be a great, you know, experience for our athletes to be able to have that when it does get in fruition and it's finally here. It's going to be amazing, and I can't wait for it.
Well, you know, of course, that Athletic Strength and Power, ASAP, we're going to have to make another trip now.
Yeah.
And that can only mean another podcast and some more video of the new place and everything, pictures, updates. But we really appreciate you joining us for another ASAP podcast and taking time out. I know your guys are grinding right now, and you got another session today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a session later with our new freshmen. They just reported yesterday. So we started them with testing and whatnot, and then today will actually be their first experience of training with us. So we're looking forward to that this afternoon. And then we'll kind of tone it down from there in terms of we'll have meetings with the football coaches going over, I believe, recruiting. That would be another interesting meeting always. And then move on from there, hopefully get home and see my family and have dinner with them. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
to be able to see them and be able to do that. It's a hard thing. As I realized going into this, my 23rd year now, the family and missing them and not being around them is a difficult thing. And we're thankful we have like these Wednesdays where I can actually, you know, either have breakfast or dinner with them. Mm. It's a huge factor.
A lot of sacrifice.
It really is on all parts. And thank God I have a great wife and a great family, and they understand that. But that, to me, is the most important thing that I have to get done today.
Brandon Horrigan, he's the director of the Sports Performance Program, strength and conditioning coach for this Wake Forest Demon Deacon football squad. Brandon, thanks again for joining us for another podcast. Took a little bit of time out of your day here to work this in, and we really appreciate it.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.